Good morning, everybody. I'm very thankful to God for giving me this wonderful opportunity to come here and to have fellowship with the brothers and sisters in Christ. And our God is such a great God that even though we are from different nationalities, that we are all the children of God, purchased by the holy blood of Jesus Christ. So we can have wonderful fellowship together. And I would like to give introduction of myself. As you do know that my name is Anand. Anand in Nepali means rejoice. So I always rejoice because God has given me the reason to rejoice in my life. So this is the map of my country, Nepal. It is a small mountainous country. It is in between two giant countries, India and China. And it is a Hindu-dominated country, and the population of Nepal is 28 million, and more than 70% of the population are Hindus. And as you do know, that Hindus, they believe in 33 million gods and goddesses. So if you ask any Hindu and ask him, do you know all the name of God and goddesses? And this person cannot tell. I think he will die telling the names of God and goddesses. And so many people, for many centuries, they are in the darkness. And recently, means 50 years ago, the door for the gospel was opened and the missionaries were allowed to go inside Nepal. And within these 50 years, there are about 2.2 Christians in Nepal, and the work of God is increasing. And many Nepalese, since they have been in the darkness for many centuries, and they were tired of living this kind of life. So when they see the light of God, then they are willing to come and walk in the light, the eternal life. And we have also Buddhist, because Buddha was born in Nepal, and from there, the Buddhism spread to other countries. And we have about 10% Muslims in our country. So there are so many people of different religions that they have not heard about Jesus Christ. And as I told you, that in our country, we have the two different peoples, Aryans, who came from India and settled in Nepal. They live in the southern belt. And the Mongols, who came from Mongolia and settled in our country, and they live in the northern belt in the mountainous area. As I told you, that our country is a mountainous country, and this is the picture of the highest mountain of the world. Mount Everest is in Nepal. It is above 29,000 feet, and we have the world's eight highest mountain of the world, and many mountaineers, even from United States, many mountaineers come there to climb the Mount Everest or conquer these mountains. But I like in the Bible what God has said to us, that we are more than the conquerors. We don't have to conquer these mountains. We have got the eternal life in Jesus Christ. And it's a privilege that we have got a true God. And as I told you, that 70% of the land is mountains. So we don't have good roads as you have. When I came to United States, all the roads made me surprised. And the roads are smooth and like that. So we don't have much roads. And to travel from one village to another village, we use 11 number bus. That is our foot. We call it 11 number bus. And sometimes it takes 1 week to reach from one village to another village. And you have to climb the mountains and go down and cross the rivers and like that. So life is very hard. But even though there is hardship, there is a God's love for the people of Nepal. And I would like to thank you, those who have been praying for us. And I also heard about one missionary who was from this area and serving to the Nepalese people and showing the love of God. Her name is Miriam Kranz, something like that. Yeah, so I'm very thankful that she could go from this kind of comfortable area and to the remote areas and serve the Lord. This is my family, my wife Priscilla, and she's helping me in the orphanage ministry. And I have only one son. His name is Aaron. Actually, the doctor had told us that we will not have any children. And even in his birth also, there was a complication, and doctor had told that the child will die in his birth. But we prayed for that, and miraculously, God worked in his life, and he was born. And please kindly pray for my son Aaron, because I'm getting a threat phone calls from the Hindu extremists that if I don't stop the outreach work and church, if I don't shut down the church and the orphanage ministry, they will kidnap my son and kill him. And you know that how it is difficult for the parents to lose a child. And please kindly pray for him. And I have also 16 daughters in my home, so it's a big family. They are the orphan children, girls, and we are taking care of 16 orphan girls in our home. So this is the house that we constructed through the help of Heralds of Hope Ministry, and we could have our own land and building, because it's hard to get the land and building for the orphanage ministry, because Hindus, they are not willing to give, and we had so many difficulties. So I'd like to thank to those who had contributed the fund for this building. You can see that the building has been constructed, and mostly in our country we make the houses of bricks and iron rods, because we are in the earthquake prone area. When I was very small, I remember that there was a great earthquake and more than 7,000 people died of this earthquake. So you can see the orphan children there, girls, and here also the girls in school dress, because in our school that they have to go to school in a proper school dress. They are not allowed to go with outer outfit. And most of the girls are, children are girls, as you can see. The reason is that in our country, the girls get less opportunity, or they are considered as a second class in our society. And especially when the girl child becomes orphans, they are blamed for the death of their parents. They are considered as a bad omen or a bad luck for the family. And you will be surprised that sometimes their relatives, they take these orphan girls and sell them in India for the work of prostitution. And you can imagine that a girl of 7 or 8, and without knowing the truth, they are being sold by the relatives for the sake of money, because of poverty, and their whole life has to be spent on this dark room, dark house of this prostitution. So they are estimated that more than 300,000 Nepalese girls so far has been sold in India, and the only way to get out from that place is after death. They are not allowed to go outside, and all has to leave in a dark place. So it's not a big thing, but it's a small steps to prevent the children from being in this darkness. And so we have been able to take care of 16 children through the help of Herald of Hope Ministry. So I would like to thank those who have been contributing the fund to run this orphanage. These are some of the activities that of the children. In our country, we normally eat food with our hands. I think that's the best way. Our Lord Jesus Christ also, I think, he used hand. Yeah. This is an Asian culture, so you may be surprised when you come to our country, people eating with hands. Yeah. This is the children's room, bedroom. The children cutting vegetables. So we have a small vegetable garden and we try to grow fresh vegetables for the orphanage also. So we work mostly 80% of the population, they are engaged in agriculture. Even though we don't have modern equipments, we are usually using the old manual handworks we do. This is the children, they are studying, and most of the time we will be sitting on the floor. So it's not in our culture to sit on the chairs. We prefer to sit on the floor. That's the best way. So when you come to our country, you will not find chairs to sit on our house. And when Brother Mark was in our place, he had difficulty sitting on the floor. So these are some of the activities. And mostly in our country, we like to take hot chilies. So we are making chili paste here. Most of our stuff is hot stuff. So it's hard for the digestion, I think, for you. So sometimes we take the children to the zoo also. In our country, we have lots of wild animals like elephants and one-horn rhinoceros, and we have pythons. We have also Bengal tigers, which is the biggest tiger in the world. It's also found in Nepal. It's in the southern belt, border to India, which has a hot climate. We have also yak in our country. When Brother Mark was in our place, we gave him a yak cheese. Yeah. And he liked it very much. And I would like to give example of one orphan girl who has received Christ through the orphan ministry. Actually, our main goal is also to witness to them the love of Jesus Christ and to give them the opportunity to know Jesus Christ. And this is the main reason, because the physical thing we can give, but the spiritual things is more important for their life. So this is an orphan girl. She became an orphan in her early years. And as I told you that after the child become orphan, child is blamed for the cause of the parents' death. So her father's relatives, they kick her mother and her from the family. And even the widows are also considered as a bad luck. You will see that most of the widows wearing only white clothes all the time. They are not allowed to wear colorful clothes so that society can know that they are widows and they are bad luck for the society. So they were kicked out from the families and they didn't have nowhere to go. And in our culture, in a Hindu culture, when a daughter is given for the marriage and she should not come after she become a widow to the parents' house. So from both sides, they were rejected. They were outcast and they had a very hard time. And we heard about her and we took her in our orphanage. And this girl was not talking too much and always in a sad mood because she had got so much of suffering. But after she came to our orphanage and We shared the love of God to her. And later on, she accepted Jesus Christ as her personal Lord and Savior. She was from the Hindu background. She was before, she had known about only the Hindu God and goddesses. But she could not get the love of their God. And she felt sad when people were saying that she's a bad luck girl for the society. And when she came here, she was not treated badly. And she could feel that she is a prestigious, precious girl for Lord Jesus Christ. And she is very happy. She shares the gospel to the many people, to her friends, that now in Jesus Christ I have found the happiness and joy. And I am not a bad luck girl, but I am the loving girl of Lord Jesus Christ. So these are the things that we have got the results from this orphanage ministry. And many Buddhist and Hindu girls or orphan girls have received Christ and walking in faith and in Christian a walk of life. So we have also set up a bookstore ministry through the help of Herald of Hope. So this is to help for the medical expenses of our orphan children. In our country, we don't have much medical facilities as you do have. We have less hospitals and like that. In the government hospital, it's not in a good systematic way. If you have to have a minor surgery also, you have to wait almost for 1 year to have that surgery. Sometimes the people die before they get the medical attention. So, and the private is very expensive, so this has helped us to generate some fund to treat when the children are very sick. And please kindly pray for one girl. She has just recently got the tuberculosis, and my wife, she's today is taking her to the hospital for the medical treatment, because in our country, tuberculosis and typhoid and these kind of things are common, and many people suffer from that. And we have also an outreach, a literature project. We so far have translated 5 booklets in Nepali languages through the help of Heralds of Hope Ministry, and we have translated booklets of Dr. J.O. Tissiodor into Nepali language, and we use it for the distribution work. When we go for the outreach work, we distribute this to the Hindus, Muslims, and Buddhist people. So I do the correspondence work also when they have some questions to know more about Jesus Christ or any questions, so I try to answer them. And we also send other booklets and Bibles on their request. So we get so many requests for the Bibles because many Nepalese are not access, don't have the access to know more about Jesus Christ. And many people, they don't have Bible. They don't know what the Bible is, or they have never read in their life. In your country, there's so much opportunity to have access to know Jesus Christ or to learn more, but in our country we don't have much access because of poverty and so many things. So we send Bibles to these interested who wants to know more about Jesus Christ, or after receiving Christ we send them also so that they can walk in the Christian faith and help them to increase in their spiritual life. So these are some of the outreach work we do. This is one of the picture that we took. This is on the Kathmandu City Park. So every Friday we go there, and first we sing a gospel song, and after people starts to gather, then we share from the Bible, the gospel to them. And so many people from different religions, they come and hear our gospel. You can see people are interested and willing to hear the gospel. And after that, we distribute booklets to to them so that they can know more about Jesus. And you can see so many people raising their hands, trying to grab the booklets. Sometimes it's very difficult. They just want to take a bag and distribute by themselves. So you can see that people's desire to know the truth. So God has really opened the door, this opportunity that we have recently got. 2 years ago, it was not possible to preach like this. We had a king and who was ruling, and this king was considered as a Hindu deity and worshipped as a god. But he had to step down, and then Nepal was declared a secular country, and now we have freedom, little freedom to worship Jesus Christ. Share the word of God to the people. And sometimes, even in this freedom also, sometimes there can be persecutions. And one time while I was preaching there, one of the Hindu high-class priest, he came there and started to disturb our work. And he accused us that we are preaching the Western religion. And he was telling the others not to follow or listen to us. And later on, he brought some people. And the whole crowd later on turned against us. And they started to beat me. I got some punches and also some kick. And they were just grabbing me and hitting me. I thought that I will die because more than 200 people were there. And in the crowd, you know that there's less opportunity to leave. And I just prayed to God that maybe it's the time, Lord, that take my soul. I offer my life unto you. But God had another opportunity, another way for me, that when this incident was happening, there was a policeman who was for the security of that park. And he saw the incident and he came and through this crowd he rescued me and took me back home safely. If there has been no policeman, I would have died. I would not have been able to witness here also. So I remember that God, our God is our defense, even in the critical times. I remember the story of Daniel in Lion's Den, that God, how miraculously he saved, even inside the Lion's Den. So our God is mighty God. And it's an honor, pleasure for me to serve for him. And these are other outreach work. On the top of this here, there lives a living goddess of Nepal. Every 4 years, they select a virgin girl to be the living goddess for Nepal. So every year, there's a certain time, and many people come to see this living goddess, hoping that they get freedom from their sins and hoping that their troubles and their all difficulties will vanish by looking at her. And at the time, we share the gospel to them. As Bible says that God, we didn't search God, but he came to us. And I share to these people that you don't have to search God on these temples and like in these houses, but there is one living God who wants to make a temple in your heart. And there is a forgiveness of sins. You don't have to cut the blood of goats and animals or chicken or hens to please God. God, he took our sins and bled his holy blood to wash away our sins. So many people have received Christ through this outreach work also. And I'm very sorry for, there's one comment yesterday I got, received, that, are you selling these beers? Actually, this is the best carton or strong carton we get to take our literature. So we use these cartons. So, So we do also outreach among the Muslim people. Every Friday, the Muslim, they go for prayer in a mass, in the mosque, to pray to their God Allah. And as you do know that Muslims, they believe that Jesus Christ is only a prophet, not Son of God. And as the Bible says that whoever has the Son has life, whoever doesn't have the Son does not have life. So we share to them that Jesus Christ is not only the prophet, as their Quran says, but he's Son of God. He's the Redeemer. He's the only way and the truth and the life. And only through him we can go in the presence of God. So every Friday when they come from their prayer, praying their false God, we distribute the booklets to the Muslim people. And it's a great opportunity that we have God to share to the Muslim people also. As I have heard that in most of the Arab countries, you cannot do that. But God has opened the door for us to share the gospel to the Muslim people. And many people, they hate Muslims. That they say that these are anti-Christians. And they are not good. Many people have seen that in the Western, they don't like Muslim people. But our Bible says that love your enemies. So it's our duty to share the love of God to the Muslim people also. So you can see that we are outside the mosque and the Muslims are inside and they are trying to get the booklets from our hands. So what an opportunity that God has given. This is our outreach work we do. And my son also, you can see in the there that he also likes to go with me and share the gospel to the young child of his age. As I told you that my son doesn't have a very comfortable life. After we got a threat call, we are keeping a constant monitoring to him because some of these threats can be very serious. You might have heard about the bomb explosion in the church in Kathmandu, where 3 church members died and 17 were injured. Some of them lost their hands and their legs, and some were burned for the sake of their faith. So these are the challenges we are receiving because many Hindus, extremists, they are very angry that Nepal has become a secular country, not a Hindu country of the world. So they want to make Nepal a Hindu country by force and by the persecution. These are also the Muslim people. You can see here. And I would like to give you some of the outcome of this outreach work. Our duty is to share the gospel and the rest is in the God's hand because we cannot convert the people unless the Holy Spirit doesn't work in the person's heart. But God has given some of the result from the outreach work. You can see these 3 men, young men, they have received Jesus Christ. There's a young boy, he's 13 years old, and this boy has received Christ, and he brought whole family to Christ. So sometimes we think that the small children, what's the use of witnessing to the child? But sometimes God can work through this child and can bring the whole family to Christ. And there's in the middle is a drug addict, and he didn't have peace, and he was using drugs to get peace or happiness in his life. And we shared him the gospel and gave him the booklet. He read it, and after reading that, he had feeling in his heart that something is working in his heart, and he called me. It was in the busy time, and he called me and said, "Do you have time? I want to talk with you." And even though I was busy, I said, "Okay, I will give you a time." And I went there, and he said that after reading, I got the peace in my heart. I want to get rid of this addiction. And he said that, "Is your God, can your God save me from the addiction?" And I said, "Why not? Our God is a mighty God. He's a wonderful God. You don't need these drugs to get peace, because our God is a Prince of Peace." And I told him that if you accept Jesus Christ in your heart, you ask for the forgiveness for your sins, whatever you were doing of your own, then God will come to your heart and he will make a temple in your heart and he will sanctify your heart and he will be with you forever. And after that, he made a prayer of confession and accepted Jesus Christ by faith. And after that, he also got rid of this addiction and is coming to our church. So there is another example. There are so many examples, but I'm giving short examples. There's another man, his name is Bipin, and he's from the West Nepal. And I've never met this person. I've never been to his village. But one time we were distributing booklets in the bus stand of Kathmandu, where from there this bus goes to different parts of the country. So one person took a booklet from my hand, and he took that booklet to his village. And he read that booklet, and for him it was useless. He didn't find anything in that. So he threw that booklet on the floor of his room. And this man, since he was his friend, he came to meet this person, his friend. And when he saw the booklet on the floor, he was very interested. And he said, "What is this?" The booklet, title of the booklet was "Jesus and True Love." "What is this?" And he was very interested. Maybe the Holy Spirit was working in his heart, trying to sow something. And he took that, that his friend said, that is trash, that is useless. This is cow-eating religions book, because the Christians are called cow eaters. In our country, cow is not allowed to kill. If somebody kills a cow, he will go to the prison, life imprisonment. It's like killing a person. Hindu considered cow as a holy goddess mother, so they don't eat cow. So he said that this is cow eating religion, so it's nothing. It's not good for us. But this man, he took that booklet, and when he reached home, he read that booklet, and Holy Spirit worked in his heart. And he was from the rich family, he had everything, but he didn't have peace of mind. He didn't have the peace in his heart. He was thinking, "What I will be when I die?" And because he didn't have the assurance of faith. And he wrote to me that, "I read in this booklet that Jesus Christ is our Savior, and he is the only way and the truth and the life. And Jesus is a living God. So is that true?" And I said, "Yeah, that's true." And he said that, "I want to accept Jesus Christ. What I have to do? Is there rituals?" And I think in the Bible also, one jailer was saying to the Paul also, right? Means he was saying that, "What I must do to be saved?" Because in the Hinduism, they have so many rituals to go near to the God, or to be near. So he asked, "Is there any rituals Do I have to slaughter goat and hens also? And I said, no, because Christ has died for you, for your sins. The only way is to accept him by faith. Whatever you have read from this booklet, and accept that. Accept that Jesus Christ is your as your Savior, and confess your sins, and walk in the path of righteousness. Walk on the grace that God has given to you. And he accepted Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior, and he condemned his all false religion. And do you know what happened after he received Jesus Christ? He was kicked out from the family. These are the prices the Christians have to face when they become Christians. The society, their family will not accept that person. And this person was a very rich, from the rich family, not like Americans, but he had a good farmland and everything. He had servants and everything in his family was plenty. But since he was kicked out from the family, he was broke. He had nothing, no inheritance that he was about to get from his family. And he had to live a very hard life. And I met him. He came to my place and I met him and I asked him, are you feeling sorry that after receiving Christ that you have lost everything? And did you know what he said? That even though I lost the worldly inheritance, the most precious things in my life, that is eternal life in Jesus Christ and fellowship with God, nobody can snatch it from me. This is mine. So it's a privilege that God has given to us to share the gospel to these people. This is our church service. As I told you that we sit on the floors and we do the church service. And I would like to give example of one person. She is my mother-in-law. My wife is from the high caste Hindu priest family. And when she was a teenager, she used to come in our church and she accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And after that, she decided to marry with me. And for the Hindu priest family, it was a bad choice to make that choice. So they rejected her, and even in the marriage also they didn't come. And because for the Hindus, to accept Jesus Christ is to become a low caste citizen, because we have a caste systems, and to be a Christian is to be a low caste, untouchable people. So they broke the fellowship with her, and we prayed for her family for many years. And after 6 years of our marriage, God opened the door to witness to them. And my mother-in-law, she called me and my wife to be at their house, and we were allowed to go to their house. And later on, when she got older, we brought her in our house and started sharing the gospel to her. And at the age of 70, it was very difficult to accept Jesus Christ, but at the age of 70, she received Jesus Christ and got baptism. And once she used to be proud of that she is a Hindu high-class Brahmin, well-respected honor in the society, and she felt proud of that. But now she's proud that she has received Jesus Christ. She's the daughter of God. And sometimes even the age cannot stop a person from receiving Christ. So these are the things I would like to share to you. This is our church congregation. We are about 70 church members in our church. We are doing the church in a rented house, but we are facing difficulties also, because after the bomb explosion in the church, many house owners, they don't want to give their house for rent because they are afraid that their house will be demolished or destroyed by this Hindus attack. So these are some other activities. Every Easter, we go in the procession and we take the banners, Bible verses, scriptures, and on the street we share to the people that our God is a living God, is alive, and you can walk with the living God. You can have fellowship with Him. So these are the opportunities God has given to us. So finally, I would like to request you to kindly, continually keep in prayer for Nepal. Still, 97.8% have not received Christ, and there are more than 70% who has not heard about Jesus Christ. Sometimes we go to the villages and places and we tell them about Jesus Christ, and they say, who is this Jesus? Is he also the God of 33 millions? Is he included in that? So they don't know who Jesus Christ is. So it's a great challenge or thing that God has given to us, that to share the gospel to these unreached people of Nepal. So finally, I would like to thank you for your kind attention, and thank you for listening. And I do hope that God will bless this church abundantly, and so that many will be saved through this church ministry. Many will come to know to Jesus Christ, and may God bless you all. Thank you very much.